in the shing of a house.
My goodness.
On the outside. What,
I don't know if that was confirmed or not.
He put shingle on the outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
I've got a picture where he's putting shingle on the outside of our house.
Goodness.
But when
he probably enjoyed it, though.
He did. And he'd sit in the front yard, them children there, when he died out there. All them little children come in there and just throw their arm around me, said, "We sure hate to see Paul said, "He just played with us every evening," said, "We just love Paul." And they just cried like their little heart was broke.
Uh-huh.
When we got back from the funeral service.
Uh-huh.
And they made up $60 out there in that west end of town for a florist for him.
My goodness.
And one of the women that was ahead of it, one of the Baptist women that helped to take care of the fund, said, "Now you just take $20 and buy the wreath for community and give the rest of that money to the school."
Oh, how nice.
So they bought $40 of their meat. So they ain't a bit of sense taking that $60 and spending it on flowers. So you just get him a nice wreath and then you take the rest of it over there and give it to the school.
Oh, that was
And
nice.
They bought it over there and gave it to him in a little sack.
Uh-huh.
And the little girl put her arm around the neck. "Ma, we hate to see Paul go."
Oh, that is
It was Ma and Paul out there west end of town.
That's what they called y'all then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And said, "Ma, we hate to see it." And them little youngins would come by there two or three times a week and said, "Ma, we sure do miss Paul, don't you?"
Hmm.
And I said, "You all don't know how much I do miss him."
Yeah, yeah.
But
how long did you live out there after he died?
About a year and a half or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand to look out there at that little, we had these pomosa tree that he got from a woman, I got from a woman that I worked for and he mowed her yard.
Mm-hmm.
And he set it down and it done growed up and made a big pretty bloom and making flowers.
Mm-hmm,
and my daughter bought a set of these swing chairs and another chair and he'd sit out there in that swing under that pomosa tree. I told him I just couldn't stand to stay out there and look at that pomosa tree and out there where he swing in it every evening. It made a good shade for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when the children would come by and throw their ball at him and he'd throw it back at them.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't get up, but he'd throw a ball with them, football, basketball, or anything they had.
Uh-huh.
Baseball, just pitch it at him, they'd pitch it to him.
Did you move here again?
Yeah, well, I moved all over Denton, honey, since then.
You moved several places.
Yeah, but they come and got me, the Smith Floyd's Hammond, come out there, and J.B. came and said, "Miss," I said, "we've got a job for you if you want it." And I said, "Anything get away from this house." I said, "I've got to work." I said, "I ain't got clearance now. I don't want to bring in any money." And I said, "I've got to work."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, okay." He said, "It's my brother's wife's mother, Miss one that run the chicken farm out there north of town here."
Mm-hmm.
She had a big pork farm. Well, I went out there and stayed a year with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to...
What'd you do?
Took care of her. She was sick.
Oh, I see.
I had to cook and clean house for her and take care of her.
Yeah, just sort of be with her. Sort of.
Yeah, to be with her. And I got $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Got paid every 2 weeks. And I stayed out there with her about 11 months. And then I got a job taking care of her. Well, she read and I quit her. She'd get up in the night and come walking in there where I was at just as naked as a jaybird. And I'd have to take her, and I'd put her in the bathtub with the hot water just to run in, and her fixing to get in a hot bathtub full of boiling water.
Ooh.
And I just couldn't take that anymore.
Yeah.
And I told him I just had to get away because she'd wake me up all during the night. Well, then I got a job taking care of another woman out on Court Street out here.
Uh-huh.
And she was bedfast, and she had a colostomy bag on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And I took care of her about 11 months. And I was holding her in my arms when she died.
Hmm.